Being genuine about who you are and what you really want requires both courage and confidence. When you're courageous, you willingly choose to confront challenges in your life, whether they are brought on by insecurity or fear. And confident women are self-assured women. They rest in knowing their strengths and feel secure in their abilities. No one feels confident and courageous all the time. We are human beings, which means we all have frailties. Self-doubt and fear just happen to be two of them some of us struggle with the most. Research does suggest that women grapple with self-doubt more than men, regardless of how successful they are in their personal and professional lives. Far too often, women refuse to speak up. We worry we may not sound professional enough. We fear we won't sound competent or prepared. In other words, we struggle with perfectionism. We may not want to ruffle any feathers, hurt anyone's feelings, or appear selfish or self-centered. Do you hear yourself in that? Sometimes we even soften the truth by telling little white lies in order to appear sensitive or kind. And worse yet, we go along to get along, even when we see injustice and inhumanity in the world. All too often, we are too afraid to speak up, and we don't feel secure in our ability to make a difference. When we fail to speak truth to power, whether that power is in our homes, our boardrooms, or in our broader communities, we not only deny ourselves the privilege of being an authentic force for change, we also diminish our brilliance, fail to lead, and through our acquiescence, we help maintain the status quo. It is during these times that we both forsake ourselves and we give our power away. One of the most significant things you can do to increase your courage and confidence is to become aware of your inner beliefs and attitudes. What is your mindset about your courage and confidence? Answer honestly. Do you easily confront difficulties in your personal life? What about at work? Do you feel secure in your abilities? If not, how can you build your capacity to become the self-assured woman you know yourself to be? One way to build your courage and confidence is to focus on your strengths and achievements. With care, attend to yourself with loving kindness. Guard carefully against any negative inner self-talk. Secondly, create an intention to build your courage and confidence by developing a plan. We love our plans and to-do lists, so let's use them to our advantage. Both courage and confidence will take time to develop, but it can be done by following a process that includes identifying and challenging self-limiting beliefs, replacing negative thoughts with positive, affirming statements, and practicing speaking your truth out loud to yourself and others. Finally, daily prayer meditation is a powerful way to help you focus your mind and energy on confronting your fears and feeling secure in your own abilities.